Hello and welcome back to another episode of Drive Talk. My name is James, and this is a podcast where every day on my short commute to work, I drive and I talk. Again, hopefully you can hear me over the loud ambient noise of my car. It's another frosty morning, and there's still quite a bit of salt on the roads, so my car's a little louder than usual. Plus, I have the heater going too, so you may hear that. So I will try to talk a little bit louder. So today, there's quite a lot of stuff I want to chat about. There's a few movies that I've watched over the past couple of days. But I think I will save those for maybe tomorrow's episode. And today I wanted to chat about some new tech, I guess, that I picked up. So yesterday it was kind of like Christmas. I had two packages arrive for me at the office yesterday. It's amazing how much of my shopping has shifted to online. My patience for going to the mall or going to a store is so thin nowadays. Plus, I generally find, like, when you go to the store asking for an item, they usually don't have it in stock, so then they end up ordering it for you online, which kind of defeats the purpose of going into a store to buy something. If you're ordering online, I'd rather order it online myself and have it delivered to my home or my office and not have to deal with parking and bad workers, etc. One thing, I guess I'll briefly chat about that first. So the first thing that arrived was an order from Amazon. I was looking for a pair of kind of lightweight headphones. The previous pair that I had were some Sennheisers, which they were good headphones, but they got a little uncomfortable to wear for long periods of time. I think they were the Sennheiser HD 202s or 201s. They retail for about $50, but, I think when I got them on sale, they were about $20. And that was a really good deal at the time. They're a good sounding headphone. The cord is like 3 million miles long, which is useful in some scenarios, but, kind of a pain in the butt in others. I ended up giving those headphones to a coworker as he had the same pair, but they busted on him. I've had mine for a few years, and I would occasionally wear them, but not really that often, so I kind of passed those along to him. The pair that I wear every day at work is a pair of V-Moda M100s, and these headphones are probably like my favorite pair of headphones that I've ever owned. Before that, I had a pair of Beats Studios, which at the time I really liked, but the noise cancellation kind of drove me a little crazy. If you don't know, like, the way they do noise cancellation, if I can say that correctly, is they kind of inject white noise into your ear. So one, you can't use the headphones without batteries, which becomes a huge problem when you wear... I wear headphones pretty much all day at work, and it becomes a problem because then you're changing out batteries all the time. And if you go to grab your headphones and the batteries are dead and you don't have an extra set, then you're kind of out of luck. The other thing I found is that, you know, while trying to get a pure sound or signal, You're always presented with this kind of white noise. And the more I focused on it, the more annoying it kind of got. They were a great pair of headphones to DJ with. The sound isolation was really great on those. They're super comfortable to wear. But the other problem I found was that the headband cracked on me after a few years. I was able to fix it myself and buy a replacement headband from some Chinese kind of knockoff site. In the fear of, like, breaking them, I never used them. And then I would say probably 3 years ago now, I got my Vmoda M100s, and they sound phenomenal. They're quite comfortable if you get the XL cushion pads. I found that the stock, like, pads that came with them, they were comfortable for maybe an hour or two, but anything beyond that, it started to hurt my ears. I did have a problem, I think it was about a year ago, with one of the headphone cups. The sound would not come out of the cup, but Vmoda has an awesome customer service, and they fixed them for free, which was really nice. Because, yeah, I love those headphones to death. But I kind of wanted just a lighter pair because these headphones are pretty heavy duty. I wanted just something light that I could throw in my bag. And the headphones that I ended up picking up, I didn't want to spend a ton of money, but I didn't want to sacrifice any quality and sound. So I picked up a pair of COS Porta Pros. The styling is, some people are going to hate it, some people are going to like it, but I guess this headphone was made in the 80s, and, it certainly looks like a headphone from that era. I think the design is super cool, it's super retro, I really dig it. It kind of reminds me of, like, the Sony Walkman days. Like, I could picture plugging these headphones into a Walkman, and the styling, I think you'll either love or hate. I think they look really unique and really cool. Some people may choose differently. So where was I going with this? And the other thing that I've read about them until I bought them was that for under $50, the sound quality was absolutely amazing. And I was a little skeptical at first, because they kind of look like a pair of, like, cheap headphones that you would get passed down with your Walkman, from, like, an older brother or your dad or something. But, I got them yesterday, I put them on, they're super comfortable, I wore them pretty much the whole day, and I didn't have too many problems with the comfort, and the sound quality absolutely blew me away. I was surprised how well they sounded. The bass, like, for sub bass, they sound, like, really defined. The only thing I could say about the sound is that the higher frequencies don't have that, like, sparkle sound to it. Like, it's really hard to, kind of put into words, but, on my Vmodas, the highs kind of have a certain crispness to them, which brings, like, a bit more vocal clarity. But the COS Porta Pros, are a little bit toned down in that aspect, but not to the point where it sounds, like, muddy. I know some headphones, like my Beats, for example, definitely favor the low end of music, but, it doesn't handle the high ends very well. And these COS headphones are a bit relaxed in the high end, but it's not muddy at all. So overall, though, for what these things cost, they're like a great pair of portable headphones. And I think these will be my headphones that I'll throw into my bag. And then I will reserve my V-Motas for doing any production, music production, or DJing at home. So, yeah, that's kind of my rant on headphones. I guess I get it from my dad. He's a bit of an audiophile, and I'm finding as I'm getting older, audio's becoming a bit more important to me. But yeah, I guess that's just me slowly turning into my dad. So with that said, I fully recommend the COS Porta Pros if you're looking for a pair of lightweight headphones. I guess the styling might not be your cup of tea, but I think they look really neat. And yeah, they sound phenomenal for the price. So with that said, I will end this episode. I hope you guys have a good day, and we will chat to you again tomorrow.